lineman, Georgia Tech graduate, Desmond Brent. Questions for Des?
How did it feel to get out?
It's kind of surreal. It's just like I've been doing this for 5 years, and just all that for that, 20 steps to walk across the stage, shake a couple hands, and get a piece of paper that gives you like directions to how to give money back to the school when I just graduated. But it was just really surreal, but super happy. I know my mom's happy. Just crazy surreal moment.
You're gonna get more paper from the school telling you how to give money back.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're gonna make it quite easy on me to try to get more.
Yeah, back. You make that first million, right?
Yeah.
Has sort of the gravity of this being your last college game kind of sunk in this week a little bit?
Oh, it definitely has. Especially when we had a senior meeting with Coach Johnson, and just realizing, it's like, man, this is it. Like this is it. It's just really crazy just to think about. All the blood, sweat, tears that I've gone through. I've been to three schools, three different states, all that just for this to be the last one. Kind of like, wow, I've had quite a journey.
How have things changed for you from the time you first arrived here to now?
I'm a lot more. What do you mean?
Personally, yeah.
I'm more a lot more relaxed, more familiar with Atlanta. Having a lot more fun with it, I guess. Like, when I came in from being a junior college, I took it, like, when I was at my junior college, I treated that as a job, because I felt like I was fighting for my life at my junior college. And here, like, when I first got here, I was very uptight and tense, but now a lot more relaxed and just having fun with it.
Is there something about your experience here that maybe you'll look back on, or that you take with you that kind of, you know, maybe a favorite thing or something that changed you or anything like that?
I would say just the whole experience of going to a tough school, experience of playing Power 5 football, being under Coach Johnson, Hall of Fame coach, being in Georgia, all those just highlight moments, that's the thing I'm going to keep forever.
Have you started to think about pro day and those things and getting ready?
I try not to think about it. You know, you gotta set things up, try to get things going, but, like, you just got to start. I'm going to start focusing on the game, put the best film out I can for the last one, and then start getting it right December 27th.
What do you see from Minnesota's offensive line?
They are quite large. I think the left right tackle is about 400 pounds, 6'8", 400 pounds. And he could move quite well for his size. I was very surprised. But they're all big leaners, and they're a typical Big Ten team. They're going to run the mess out the ball, and they know what they're going to do, and they got some pretty good wide receivers. They're a very solid team, very solid and young team that they got going to this game.
I guess that's the biggest tackle you've played against.
Yeah, I thought the Louisville tackle was big. You know, I was just like, no way I'm going to get someone bigger, but this guy is quite large. So, yeah.
Who on scout team is supposed to be in?
Cheyenne Hunt, and that's a great guy. Yeah. Love him to death, but – He's not 6'8", 400 pounds.
they like to throw the short pass game. How does that change your approach to rushing the passer?
It just changes, like, try to for them they're gonna try to take the defensive line out of the game because me and Henri and Big B and Kyle. So our way to counteract that is try to get hands on the ball because this quarterback isn't the tallest quarterback. So. Hopefully we get a couple of batted balls. Hopefully Henri get another touchdown. Hopefully I can get this touchdown next time. If I bat the ball, or he could bat the ball and get me the touchdown. That would be really nice. But yeah, just hopefully just try to get some hands on ball from the low trajectory and just try to get some stress off the secondary.
A matchup like that, I mean, you use your quickness anyway. Do you kind of accentuate it even more, or use it?
It's really just depending on down the distance. Like, this is a short pass window. Let's see if you can't get back there, just try to get a hands up, see if you get a tip ball or something like that.
What's week of practice been like preparing for the ball? What's it been like for you?
It's been fun. I mean, it's just been like it's all realizing like this is the last preparation week for a game that we're gonna have together. So it's just like we're all doing our assignments, we're all doing everything, but we're really enjoying the process of practicing, being together, just hanging out, just trying to get this dub on 26.
Do you have a favorite memory of your senior class and your teammates and stuff from your time here?
Actually, I would say my favorite memory was actually just last week, just hanging out with Coach Johnson, just him just being, just opening up, telling stories, hanging out, just that's really it. Like, it was really cool, really fun, just have all 21 of us or how many, just hanging out, just talking.
Anything else for Des?
What was
your
most about Coach
Johnson? He's a weird, on the outside, people just think he's mean as hell. He's not. He's a really good guy. Like, he's just real easy to talk to. His jokes are hit and miss, but when they hit, when they hit, they're pretty funny. And just he's a really good guy. I really enjoy playing under him.
How long did it take you to figure out that mean guy wasn't actually?
I think maybe halfway through the first year, where he would just come up and just try to joke around with us, just like, oh, he's really joking around with us, but six periods later, he's on the offensive line's head, you're doing this wrong, and calling people what he calls them.
Did you have to laugh even at the bad jokes?
For sure. For sure. That's my boss.
Anything else for Des?
Thanks, Des.
Have you already talked with Andy? Okay, make sure you do that. All right. Coach Swelling,
how you doing?
Good, man.
Hola. How's everyone today?
Good.
Yeah,
good, man.
I'm moving.
Sophomore quarterback, Trey Swelling, or actually retro freshman. I always forget you're a retro freshman. Retro freshman quarterback, Trey Swelling.
What's been like for you?
Just been trying to focus. It's my first bowl game, so I'm excited. Just given the chance to go to Detroit, play the day after Christmas, and be with my team and the coaches, and be able to send Coach Johnson out on a good note is the main priority for me going into this bowl prep.
What's it like knowing you're going up to Detroit and get a chance to play in pro stadium, that kind of thing?
I think it's wonderful. I mean, looking back, I've been to a couple of pro stadiums in Pittsburgh, Miami, and just want to keep on racking them up and see where else we can get to and be able to play in. So I think that'll be fun.
Is that a little more fun when you have those opportunities sometimes to play in an NFL stadium?
I don't know about more fun, because we try to enjoy it whether it's outside at practice or whether it's at home at Bobby Dodd. But I think it's a little bit more attitude. It just kind of takes in the feel of what goes on in the stadium, who gets to play there, and where you want to go. So,
do you change the way you your coverage and so forth when you have a short passing game? Do you move up a little more press coverage now with that type of?
Yeah, just kind of depending on the game plan, depending on if the team is more of a deep ball team or if they're a shorter kind of intermediate throwing type of team. So yeah, you kind of have to just bounce it off of what the quarterback is going to give you. If he can throw out there and make all the throws, or if they run a lot of deep concepts or short concept routes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you talked during the season about how important it was to get to six, to get the seniors to a bowl game. Now that you're there, how important is it for the underclassmen and for yourself to get the seniors to win?
I mean, it's most important. That and getting Coach Johnson's last game is the most important, as it should be for any underclassmen here. Whether it's you're redshirting, or you don't play much, or whatever the case is, everyone wants to be able to send them out on a good note. Because when I get to be able to see you, I would like for that to be the same narrative.
How do you view this season as a whole, when you kind of think about good and bad?
I mean, looking back at 1-3, fast forward to 7-5, I think that explains a lot about the people that we have on the team. We obviously didn't reach our goal to be able to play in the ACC championship and move forward, but I don't think the season was a failure by any chance. I think it showed the grit and tenacity that we have at Georgia Tech, and showing that we have shown strides in the last couple months.
For you personally, what do you take away from your game, the growth, whatever? What's kind of you're looking back over the way you've grown as a player this year? What's kind of your takeaway?
I am still extremely hungry to be better and to be the best at my position in the country. So I think I've made strides. I was not where I want to be, but that's kind of always how I am. I always want to limit the mistakes and mess ups and catches and touchdowns and everything else. So, I mean, looking back on it, I think I've done okay, but I'm not close to where I want to be by the time this is over.
As a younger guy, how have you kind of adjusted to the idea of playing for Coach Collins and that sort of thing?
This is all. Last year, I had my first coaching change in my life with Coach Ruth being gone, and then Coach Woody coming in, and now Coach Collins, and whoever the defensive coordinator is or however the situation is going to go. So I think it's just a business to kind of understand what's going on. Coach Johnson has had a wonderful career, and thanks to him for being able to give me the chance to be here. And I think adjusting to it will just adjust to it like anything else in life. Everybody has to go through change sometimes. That's what life is about. So just ready to embrace it.
How do you kind of remain focused, especially these underclassmen? I mean, as far as, like, you know that the change is coming, but you still have, you know, something that you have to finish in the coming weeks.
I think you just have to always want to improve. It has to be in you to improve every single week and just to get better and to dominate each day. I think that has to be the main focus. Once you start worrying about the outside things, what's happening a month away and 2 months away, you get lost in what's getting ready to happen the next week or next day. So you just want to take it day by day and just try to be the best that you can. And like I said, win the last game.
You excited about the nucleus you'll have coming back?
Yeah, definitely.
You going home for a couple of days?
Yes. I've been home in 6 months, so I'm kind of excited to be able to go home and say what's up to my friends. It's kind of Christmas time. And then also not trying to lose the fact that we have a game, though. And that's the main focus until the season is over with. And that's just my take on it.
I guess the only plus of playing early in a bowl game is you'll have a nice long break, too, after the bowl game.
We'll have a decent break, yeah, something like that.
What will you remember most about Coach
Johnson? Just being able to go out there on Thursdays. He goes out there and he sits down, crosses his right leg over his left, and smokes his cigar. I don't think I'll forget that.
Like while he's doing, like while the team's doing stretches, he's
well, just kind of before practice. It's just been something he's done his entire career, and I just think that's one of the neat things that you kind of just pick up on. Uh-huh. No one really you notice it, but right. It's kind of one of those things just kind of sneak up on you. And week by week, you realize what day it is, and it's Thursday. You say so. I asked him one day, I'm like, so when will we be able to smoke one together? I'm just messing with him, and he just had to give me some answer and brush it off. But I think that's one of the things that I'll just take away from it and always just be able to remember. And like everyone says, not every day you're going to be able to chance to play for a Hall of Fame coach and one who's been coach for 40 years, longer than he's hasn't been coaching, almost doubling the years that he hasn't been coaching. So I think that's just powerful, yeah, as a whole.
It's like while the whole team is doing the left?
No, just kind of before we get there, almost walking down there. Like before.
Interesting. I like the idea of him just sitting there in a cloud of smoke.
Kind of spit on him.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
See how they have a good break.
All right, you too.
Coach Thomas.
And they drove by blue.
All right.
Still thinking it's
freshman linebacker Charlie Thomas. Questions for Charlie?
How's the bowl prep been?
It's been pretty different, to be honest. Like the bowls, the practices spread out just because finals and everything going on.
It's a little more fun now that finals are over. You guys can kind of just relax and focus on practice.
Yeah, definitely. Focusing on Minnesota, practice is more intense. Like you can focus on practice and sleep. Like you got to focus on school.
What did you see from Minnesota's offense?
Oh, I know they like to do a lot of RPO. They like to run the ball also. They got a big 400-pounder. So, like, I know they're going to try to pound it, try to run the ball a lot.
So you won't necessarily be excited when you get called the blitz, if you get called the blitz on the 400-pounder?
Oh, yeah. These 400 pounds, huh? Elusive. I try to get around them.
What else strikes you about Minnesota as you look at them? Like, where are coaches emphasizing to you about them?
They're going to play hard, I believe. I think they're going to play hard and very, like, pride themselves on trying to beat up the other person. Like, they feel like they're bigger and stronger, I feel like. I think.
Is that a challenge you guys like?
Yeah, I love it, yeah, definitely. Especially where I come from, all about competition. No matter how big you is, how small you is.
Is it weird to see how far you've come in a year? And a year ago you were getting ready to sign here. You know, like now you're playing football, you started like in college. this would be pretty big leap?
I honestly don't think about it a lot. I actually thought about it before I came here, actually, because I remember the first time I came here, I was kind of nervous. And, like, now I just feel like talking, like, to my friends or something.
We're not as bad as everyone said, huh?
When Coach Johnson called the meeting to tell you guys he was stepping out, what do you remember about that meeting? Kind of what were you thinking and feeling?
Because going into that meeting, I was thinking, like, he was gonna get on to us about getting in trouble or something, like, or missing a lot. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Then, like, as we was going to the meeting, he's like, "Oh yeah, Coach Johnson retired, Coach Johnson retired." I'm like, "No way." And it happened, so it was like, it was kind of like unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, it's not immediate, but he's not gonna be our coach next semester, so definitely.
How much does it matter to you to send the seniors out with a win as well as coach?
Oh, it's very important, cause I'm in the room with two of them. We be a close relationship, so I want to make sure we go out with a big win.
Yeah. And obviously for coach as well.
Yeah.
You're gonna have like a new coach and a new staff. I'm curious just how much have you thought about what that'll be like and what have your been impressions of Coach Collins?
It hasn't been. I haven't thought about it that much at all. To be honest, I've been focusing on Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just got done with finals, so it really hasn't just. I know, I understand that we're going to have new coaches. I mean, I met him and everything seems pretty cool, but I just haven't harped on it that much.
Looking forward to playing in the Lions Stadium?
Yeah. Trying to see how, trying to be there in the future, trying to see how it's going.
Anything else for Charlie? All right, thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Last but not least,
Blake, are you happy with your decision to do a graduate year away from where you started?
Yeah, I'm very thankful for it. I don't think I could actually be happier. I don't think I really was going to be too comfortable if I actually had to get a full-time job and was just working right now and like my friends. I love them to death, but I don't think I could be working right now. I don't think that was for me, and I'm just really happy with the decision to be in school, still continuing my education, taking courses to expand my knowledge, and I really like that.
Will you finish out?
So I actually finish out fall of 2019.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So I have two more semesters. It'll be good, though. I already have an internship for the summer, which I'm really happy about at Bank of America, so I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful just to have that opportunity. So.
What will you do for Bank of America?
I will be a global quantitative analyst. Yeah.
Wow.
So nice.
could range from a lot of things. I don't know. They'll expand more on it. And we'll get a project for basically the entire summer and be working on that. But they will tell me more about that as the time comes.
Yeah. Malik's the only one in this room with the ability to.
Wait a second.
I can national fund it. Okay. Household fund.
We prefer qualitative analysis to quantitative analysis.
How has practice been? Your final go around?
It's been fun. Bittersweet knowing that like it truly is the last one. When I was at Wofford, I didn't kind of know, but now I kind of know. Just trying to make it fun still. Run around, jump around, talk to everybody, high fives, still yelling, still trying to communicate, still trying to just have fun with the last couple of days of it. It's been fun. Everyone's been really on point. Really just excited, I think, more than anything. Just be playing. So.
Does having a date you can point to make a difference as opposed to, like you said last year, not really knowing when your last practice would be?
I don't know. I was when it was in those days. It was kind of one. We didn't know if we were going to be playing anymore just because we were playing the playoffs, and you don't know if this is going to be your last week. And then on top of that, I was still contemplating my decision on whether or not I did want to do a fifth year at Wofford. Talking to friends about it, knowing that if I came back, I'd only have one friend, or I'd only have one like my best friend that was staying. All my other best friends were going to be leaving. I know one of my friends was trying to go to med school at the point. and he thankfully got in this year to Charleston. I knew one of my friends was probably, I think at that point he was going to be heading up to Nashville. One's going up to Asheville, Charlotte, just different places, and we were all going to be spread out at that point. I didn't know if I wanted to just move on and go to a different place and start my life. Yeah, I was different, but now I kind of just know that this is kind of the place I'm going to be at for a little bit. I'm happy that I just know where I'm going to be at, know that the education is still going to continue, and then after that, whatever happens, happens, but at least I know I'm going to be in the same place, so. That's been a good thing for me, I think.
What do you see from Minnesota when you look at film?
A lot of RPO, and they love to target number six. A big guy for them. They'll line up many different spots, one, two, three, whether it's the boundary to the field. They'll isolate him in a lot of different ways. That's really somebody they're really trying to get the ball to on a lot of plays. On top of that, number 13, who's even a true freshman, is doing really well. He'll drop balls sometimes, but he'll make some incredible catches sometimes as well. And additionally, A2 and number 3, they'll make plays. They might not get targeted a lot. They might not have a lot of receptions on stat sheet, but they still do make a lot of plays. So really got to be keyed in on all of them. I think it's just focusing on doing your job, really, more than anything this week, and just keyed in on really down and distances and things like that, and personnel and just little situations.
Any one game that you played this year stick out to you?
No, not really. I've just been really just trying to enjoy the moment every game. Just really happy with it. I don't think it's been a favorite one for me. I know some of the games were tough, even with the losses, but I'm just excited that I was able to step back, foot back on the field for another time, another opportunity every single time I got out there. So I think that was the biggest thing for me.
Was there at all, like, if, when you were considering coming here or when you came here, that if I get to play this amount, whether, you know, if I'm a special teams regular or if I'm the number two or if I start, that'll be satisfying for me. Did you have any sort of kind of conception like that? Or?
When I knew I was coming here, I was just excited that I was going to be able to get a graduate degree. That was one. And then on top of that, I was just excited that I was going to be able to play football again, whether it was in any capacity. My goal, my mindset when I got in here was to teach the young guys and teach everybody as much as I possibly could. I had no expectations of getting on the field. That was not even close to in my mind a thing. I was like, well, my goal is to help them out. Whatever happens after that, happens after that. I hope at this point I was able to teach them a lot. No matter what it was, whether that's watching film, whether that's just studying, reading down a distance, reading personnel, just noticing what they do as tendencies, and those different kinds of things. I just hope I was able to teach them in those ways. I think that was the biggest thing coming in. I just wanted to help them and teach them. I had no expectations of really playing. It was not my thing. I was happy that I'm definitely happy I was able to.
Right.
But, that wasn't my expectations. And all my best friends can tell you that. I told them that. And the biggest thing was getting my degree and just helping this team in any way possible.
I think you played the most snaps of anyone on defense this year, actually. Yeah. That's got to be kind of eye-opening for you.
Definitely something I wasn't expecting, but happy. Happy with the opportunity. I kind of wish, I think at this point, like looking back on it now, Wanya would have played some more snaps sometimes in certain situations just so he got the feel for it and helps him out for next year. But he's doing great and he's improving every day. I don't even have to tell him anymore to yell during practice or to yell and say his responsibility, things like that. He just does it on his own. On top of that, he's yelling at other players to get in their spots and different things like that. And that just makes me proud just to know that he's growing like that. So,
speaking of Wanya, he talked a little bit about the two of you sitting down and watching film all the time. But what was that experience like, you know, trying to run him through what he was supposed to be looking for and that type of thing and the growth he made?
It was difficult at first, I'll admit that. Trying to teach a young guy in a new system and it's new to everybody at that point. But just trying to go through the little things to start, just going through 3 and 6 is what we just really try to hone in on. All right, where do I need to line up exactly? There are certain formations you're going to need to line up in just a little bit different spots. And not just lining up in those spots, knowing how to disguise it. You can maybe cheat down a little bit and then come back, different things like that. But just trying to walk him through the little things with each different coverage. And then once he was comfortable in each different coverage. It was more so coming outside of the film and just trying to go into practice and you know where you need to be at now, but that's not enough. Let's try and get the communication to where you're communicating with. I always tell them it's not, you can't just communicate with the boundary side. You always have to communicate with the field as well. If you say it to one side and that's the only people that hear you, then you have an entire other side of the field that doesn't know what's going on at this point. And if, especially if they're unsure of themselves or unsure of what you're doing, that might mess them up. So just trying to get him, I think the biggest thing for him was the communication. And once we got that down, it's been just so much fun to just see what he's able to do once he really kind of knows what he's doing and is getting more comfortable with it. Yeah, it just makes me really happy at this point, honestly.
I guess coming out of high school, he was just used to taking advantage of his athletic ability. He didn't worry about all that stuff, probably.
Yeah, he might not have, but he's a really great listener, I can tell you that. And he's just a really great kid. He loves playing football, I can tell that. And he's good off the field, too. He's good energy. Sometimes I'm a little down. He'll always pick me up in different ways, and I'll try and do the same thing for him. But it's really just become just like a family, just like I had at Wofford. When you have those young guys, I still remember I have the young safeties over there I'll still talk to. But it's just good to see people grow in those different ways. And I just really, that's something I've always liked. Even when it came to school, you could always teach somebody different things, and you can just as well apply it to football. And it's nice when somebody really just wants to learn and is excited about it all the time. So that's been a great thing for me.
How much of what you've taught him is transferable to a new scheme? I mean, obviously, like the communication stuff, obviously, you can carry with them, but
I don't know how much of it's going to be transferable. I think cover two is still going to be cover two. Man to man is still going to be man to man. But just the, I think the studying techniques and the way that you watch film, I think that's really transferable,
right,
regardless of what you're doing. You can always watch an offense, and no matter what they're running, you can always learn their tendencies, learn what they do on certain down and distances, learn what certain players are better at than others. I think once you can pick up on those things, you can apply it to what you need to do on your side of the ball, regardless of what coverage it's going to be or what personnel it's going to be or whatever it's going to be. I think he's going to be great at it, and he's going to be great at teaching young guys how to do it as well.
Imagine,
as he goes on.
That's right. Imagine you take a vested interest in watching him from here out, kind of see where his trajectory is.
Yeah, I do take a vested interest in him. I'm really interested in all of them, honestly. I'm really interested to see what Avery can do when he comes in at some point. I'm really interested to see what Reek does. I'm really interested to see what KO does, Jared, Christian, all of them, no matter what spot they're at, no matter where they're on the field. I'm really excited to see what they could do, just having that relationship with them now, just knowing what they're capable of and seeing what they're going to do moving forward, regardless of whether that's in football or whether that's in school and what they're going to do after that. I'm just excited to see what that's going to be, honestly.
When you say that you didn't have much expectation about playing here, was that because you didn't know, or was it because it's FBS and they're probably better than me, or some of the...
I think I was a little bit. I was thinking, in my mind, it was kind of, yeah, they are FBS. They got recruited here because they were supposed to be better than me, maybe. So I was like, well, they play, and that's the reason for it. I know they're probably maybe a little more talented than me in a lot of different ways. They're bigger than me. They're faster than me. And if that's the case, then that's the case. I can't control that. I've always been told I can only control what I can control. I was told that from my high school coach. It was always you can control two things, attitude and effort. So that's the only two things I've ever tried to control. And whatever happens after that happens. Yeah, that's been the biggest thing for me. I've always been taught throughout my entire life, no matter who tells it to me. I've had my dad tell me, always go 100%. It doesn't matter if you're the backup. It doesn't matter if you're the starter. It doesn't matter anything. If you're on the field, there's a reason for it. And why are you not giving any effort otherwise? So I think that's been the biggest thing for me, is just no matter what it is, just give effort, and whatever comes out of that comes out of that.
I guess that part of it, of showing that I can play, I mean, ACC starting safety, I imagine that's pretty satisfying to leave, you know, your career with.
Yeah, it's been a really satisfying thing. I really was just excited with the opportunity when it happened, and I knew I was going to be able to play. Like I said, it wasn't something I was expecting, but I'm happy that it's come to this point. I was able to do as much as I possibly could. I still look back on it now, and I can always critique myself in little ways and little things I could have done better. But I've been happy with it so far. And just happy to have one more opportunity, honestly, at this point.
Anything else from Malik?
So you're like the fall semester, I guess you wouldn't be on scholarship. You'll be paying
Whatever happens. I just happy to finish the degree. That's my biggest thing, regardless of how it goes or how who or what pays for it, I pay for it. I'm not really as concerned with that. I think the biggest thing for me is just finish the degree and move forward from there.
What have you learned in it? Like, what? How has it helped your knowledge base? What have you gotten out of so far?
Sadly, I was not able to take as many the true core classes as I could because of football and different times. I was had to take actually my only three free electives I had taken this semester, and then one core class. So the free electives I took were more finance-based. So it was like corporate structuring and private equity. Uh-huh. And I did a little bit of machine learning class, but it wasn't. I don't think it was as much of the machine learning as I could have done in my other classes, and I will do in my other classes this semester. I don't think it was. I think I've learned a lot from the program, but it wasn't as much as I'm going to learn these next couple semesters, just because that really is the core of the program and what it's supposed to be focusing on.
Good. All right, great.
Thanks, Blake. I appreciate it.